This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. In case you're not paying attention, today is Friday the 13th, which is also Blame Someone Else Day. And Blake and I have already worked this out. I'm going to blame him. Blake, who are you going to blame? Is there anybody you'd like to blame?
Myself, maybe.
No, you have to blame someone else. I guess you could blame me.
I guess I could.
Why don't we blame Manny?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
He's not there.
Yeah. That seems harmless, right?
I don't think he's harmless.
No, the
I don't think we should tell him we're blaming him. No, I think we could both get in serious trouble.
Right.
It's also National Apple Pie Day, so if you're going to blame someone, you could probably take them an apple pie as well. And World Cocktail Day.
There we go.
So there you go. And that will make everything perfectly okay. On this day in 1830, Ecuador gained its independence from Gran Colombia, which I didn't know. On this day in 1861, Queen Victoria issued a proclamation of neutrality, which recognizes the breakaway states as having belligerent rights. You go, Queen Victoria. In 1880, Thomas Alva performed the first test of his electric railway. Do you know what? For the last, 2 years, we carry a story about Thomas Alva Edison about once a month. I mean, this guy was incredibly prolific, right?
Always busy.
There you go. In 1912, the Royal Flying Corps, the forerunner of the Royal Air Force, was established in the UK. Only 1912. I wonder when the United States Air Force was put together. I think it was World War II, wasn't it? No, it had to be World War
I. I think World War I is...
Which should be just about, probably a little bit later than this. Because it was the Air Force was part of the Army.
Right.
For a while. In 1939, the first commercial FM radio station was launched in Bloomfield, Connecticut. The station later became WDRC-FM, which I think carries my program. I know I've been up there before, and I think they at least at one point did. Although I think the AM did. I don't know if the FM did or not. Although in some markets, I'm on both the AM and the FM. Yay. In 1940, Germany's conquest of France begins as a German army crosses the Meuse. And this is the day, interestingly enough, that Winston Churchill made his blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Which most people get wrong. They say blood, sweat, and tears. It's blood, toil, tears, and sweat. All right, so remember that. BTTS, as opposed to blood, sweat, and tears. And people take the toil out, which I suppose, in our particular case, toil, toilet. No, that was yesterday's broker. Never mind. In 1940, Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands flees her country to Great Britain after the German invasion, and Princess Juliana takes her children to Canada for their safety. 1954, the pajama game opens and runs for another 1,063 performances, which is about 3 years. Later received 3 Tony Awards for Best Musical, Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical, and Best Choreography. They did a revival of it, which didn't work nearly as well. In 1960, I think Harry Connick Jr. was in it. In 1963, the U.S. Supreme Court case Brady versus Maryland is decided. And I actually looked this up because I didn't know what Brady versus Maryland is. It turns out that it's about evidence. And it was two guys who were involved in a murder. And one guy said he was there, but he didn't commit the murder. And the prosecution had a written confession from the other guy saying that he acted alone. And they didn't turn it over to the defense. And so they overturned the conviction and went back to trial. So that's pretty important that it just says the prosecution has to turn over evidence. And before then, apparently they didn't. Or at least they didn't think they had to. 1963, that's fairly recent. That's 53 years ago, right? So the rules got, the playing field got a little more level. In 1994, Johnny Carson made his last television appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman. Wow, has it really been 22 years? Jeez Louise. Alrighty. I know, fascinating stuff. So I thought what we would do, I'll tell you what my I'll tell you what the news story is, which is why I'm not going to bother doing them. We're actually carrying a story called What to Know Before You Buy a New Mattress. Guess what you need to know. Is it comfy? Now, how many of you were thinking about going and buying a mattress that was really uncomfortable? Think, hey, look, could you show me the most uncomfortable mattress you have? Doesn't seem to me, as Blake said, could you find out how I can get that job? Because I think, I graduated middle school. I can write that basically you try a mattress out before you buy it. And you're allowed, apparently, according to this report, to spend at least 15 minutes on a mattress in a store. It doesn't say what you're allowed to do on that mattress.
Right.
And they said to bring your own pillow. It did not say anything about a partner or or pajamas, so I don't know.
Step 5, bring wallet.
Yeah. Well, mattresses have gotten more and more expensive.
They have.
There was, I carried, we had a sponsor for a mattress that comes in a carton. And and I actually got it. When you open it up, it kind of like a inflatable raft or something. Pretty interesting. And it's actually a pretty interesting company in that what they say is that if you don't like it, donate it to a charity and they'll send you your money back. So I guess they're pretty confident. They have very clever ads. In most states, you cannot give away a mattress.
Really?
Mattresses. It varies from state to state. But there was a huge scandal, I think, in New York. Because I think this is one of the states that says you have to dispose of a mattress, you cannot resell it. And what they found was that people were taking old mattresses and putting new covers on them and selling them as new.
Really?
That's a naughty no-no.
I was assuming like bed bugs or something.
Yeah, yeah. I know that in Florida you can, just because I know somebody who bought a mattress down there. And I actually had a mattress cover that I turned out to be incredibly allergic to, and I gave it to somebody. And they said, well, you could have sold it, which first of all, it didn't even occur to me, but because it was worth a fair amount. But I said, no, you can have it. So it's very comfortable. It just made me break out in hives. So the idea is, for all of you who are curious about it, try and test out your mattress before you put down $1,000. Duh. All right. Let's talk about are you superstitious at all, Blake?
Kind of. I don't know if I would really classify it as superstitious. I am a firm believer in, karma. What goes around comes around, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then I guess the only superstitious thing that I do is I knock on wood all the time.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, here's my question. Here's my superstition question. Who do you think is more superstitious, the offense or the defense?
Ooh, this
came from an interview that I did with the 49ers when I was in San Francisco. Who do you think is more superstitious and why?
I would guess the offense.
Well, you had a 50-50 shot there.
Yeah.
You're wrong, but it's the defense because they don't have control.
Yeah, that's okay. See, my guess
and that's the whole thing about superstition, isn't it? Is it's a way of trying to impose some order on random events that you think might be harmful to you.
Right.
So knock on wood. Do you know where that came from?
I have no idea.
Druids believed in spirits in the trees, and so you would knock on wood to awaken the positive spirits that would come and protect you.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Almost all superstitions have some kind of weird sort of backstory to them. My thing is, I have to cross the Avenue of Death to get to the middle of the city where I am most of the time. And so if the lights are in my favor or the escalator is working, I figure it's going to be a good day. So I think everybody's a little superstitious. And this is the day that I truly have invested in for the last 2 months, because I've had two of the weirdest months of my life. And I have been saying for a month, Friday the 13th is going to be the turning point. And I truly believe that it is. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about superstition. And just because it's Friday the 13th, we're doing It's Broken, It's Fixed, about how to be happy. Believe it or not, that's exactly what we're going to do. I planned it that way. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. As I said, our It's Broken, Let's Fix It is, believe it or not, how to be happy. There was a movie that's called The Happy Film, and it's a performance artist who took off to figure out how to be happy. And it's a very specific kind of thing. It's not made up, and I think you'll get a kick out of it, and maybe some useful information as well. So that'll be in a couple of minutes. So let's talk about superstition, right?
Yeah, so
okay.
Starting with Genevieve, she says, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Which I take personally.
She says, apples are extremely rich and important and have important antioxidants, flavonoids, and dietary fiber. The phytonutrients and the antioxidants in apples may help reduce the risk of developing cancer even, hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease.
All right, so that's a superstition that's based on fact, which
yeah.
is, as I mentioned, an awful lot of superstitions have some factual component to them.
Right, and then the last one here, Casey or Cassie, however it's pronounced, says, well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a superstition. I do believe in karma. It's just the way the universe works from whether you acknowledge it or not. I also believe in the planets, moon cycles, etc., affect people. I work in the mental health industry, and it's very apparent in people with mental disabilities, which is fascinating to me.
All right, here's the deal. A bunch of years ago, like maybe 20, I read an article in a medical journal that was talking about the fact that the full moon affected people, especially people, as Cassie points out, who are a little bit compromised to begin with. And the explanation was given was the barometric pressure changed. And I remember talking, unfortunately, I didn't realize that it was going to be quite as controversial a statement as it was, because I actually said it in the air. And I was working in San Francisco at the time, and a guy called and said, Joy, that makes no sense. There's more change in barometric pressure from the top of Knob Hill to the bottom of Knob Hill. So that doesn't make any sense. And I said, well, I don't remember the reference, and I was never able to find it, although I'm going to start looking for it again, because maybe that someone's found it in the meantime. That anybody who works with the public, whether you're talking about somebody who works in an emergency room, somebody who does what I do, bartenders, cab drivers, will tell you, police, that they know when a full moon's coming up, because they're that somehow, especially at the fringes, that people who were coping okay when a full moon comes up somehow don't cope as well. I've won an awful lot of office pools that were betting on when a baby would be born from a coworker, because I know that babies cluster around the full moon. So
really,
yeah, and that. And saying, you know, gravitational pull, and this guy was saying, Joy, there's a more gravitational pull from the top of Knob Hill to the bottom. But nevertheless, what I'm telling you is that those of us who work with the public can tell when there's going to be a full moon.
Yeah, my mom used to work correctional. She used to be a correctional officer, and that was always something I would hear constantly. You know,
yeah.
It's full moon out, and they'd get really weird cases.
Yeah, yeah. That was also one of the other things about the epic, which I encourage you again to watch tonight at 8, is that the idea that mental health, that people who are deranged are responsible for most of the shootings in this country, and it's not true. That the idea that people who have mental health issues are more violent than the population as a whole is inaccurate. So, all sorts of misunderstandings, and basically what, among other things, what this documentary is saying is we just need more information. And this is a major issue, that 33,000 people a year are shot, are killed by guns in the United States. And if there were any disease that killed that many people, or tourists that killed that many people, we would really be on top of it. And the fact is, what we need is not rhetoric and not politics and not lobbyists. What we need is information. What we need is facts, and there we should be able to come by them. All right, 855-993-7569. Do we have time for a quickie email here?
Yeah, I think we got time.
Let's do it.
All right, here's a good one. This one's from Rob.
Okay.
He says, hi, Dr. Joy. I'm an avid podcast listener for 10 years, and thank you so much for providing your service for free with commercials. During early April, you talked about receiving a check to be a secret shopper with Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
From my understanding, anytime one receives a check and is asked to deposit the check and return some of the funds, mm-hmm. regardless of how the funds are to be returned, it is a scam.
I'm with you, sugar. Okay.
The check is counterfeit and made to present as from a nationally known company.
Right.
When one deposits the check or cash the check, you become responsible for the check as the last endorser. Official checks, modern variant of cashier's check, and cashier's checks aren't worth the paper on which they are written because they are so easy to counterfeit. There have been cases where people have been arrested for passing forged checks. This is so pervasive that it is doubtful if the state's attorney general will get involved. The stores are also a potential victim since it appears that they are accomplices. Continues to say in an additional follow-up email saying, while presenting information on the price of Seconal. Apologies. You talked about a friend who charged up credit cards before dying, and the lender went after his family for payment. The lender may only seek payment from the person who signed the loan document or the person's estate. It is illegal for the lender to demand payment from any who did not sign the loan paperwork.
This was credit card debt.
Okay.
And apparently the law has changed on that in that it used to be that whatever debt you had was retired when you died.
Right.
But apparently there were enough people who did what my friend did, which I was not supportive of. I mean, it's a scam.
Right.
And even if his estate is not liable, which I think it was.
Right.
It's still not a very nice thing to do. And I don't think you necessarily want to leave this world with kind of, you know, giving, you know, everybody the finger. It just doesn't seem to me a very nice thing to do, particularly. So,
right.
And I don't know. I mean, if you've lived your life relatively reasonably and morally, is that really how you want to end things up? I know people who are dying prematurely, and I think all of us, no matter if we're going to be 200 years, it's premature. I should have been 202. I mean, right? I mean, I get it. But that anger at some point, if we're talking about Kubler-Ross, needs to be translated into an acceptance and a certain serenity to be able to do what we need to do to leave our memory behind, to leave people who love us with some degree of equanimity. So running up a huge debt and thinking, ha ha ha, try and get me, and I'm dead, seems a little counterproductive to, as Blake would say, karma. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned. We're going to make you happy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's broken. Let's fix it. What are we going to look at today? Well, I thought what we'd look at today is something that's a little different. As you know, I love films. I love documentaries. And a couple months ago, I saw an early screening for Tribeca, which just concluded a little bit of time ago, called The Happy Film. And of course, you know, if your name is Joy, you're certainly going to go see a happy film. And I have with me Ben Neighbors, who is one of the directors. Technically, I guess, are you called the co-director with Stefan, or are you the real director? What's your status here?
I'm the co-director on the project with the subject of the film, Stefan Bagmeister, and our partner, Hillman Curtis. I'm also the producer of the film.
Aha, so don't mess with you. All right, rather than me telling people what the film is about, tell me what the film is about, how you came on board with it, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. Well, The Happy Film follows Stefan Stagmeister, who is a graphic designer living in New York, as he attempts to change his personality to become a better person. I guess the premise is that it's possible to train our minds or design our personalities to be better. So we follow the advice of a psychologist named Jonathan Haidt and undergo a series of experiments in which Stefan tests this theory to surprising and, I would say, a dramatic result.
I agree with you. Right now, you can see, for those of you who are listening, you can see why a program or a film that's called Happy Film, talking about personality and training our minds and can we become happier, has got me written all over it. All right, so let's talk about Jonathan and his, as I recall, he had three steps for talking about happiness.
Well, Jonathan, in his book, The Happiness Hypothesis, proposes three techniques that can affect can allow a person to kind of affect their subconscious, or in the analogy he uses in his book, and which we also use in the film, this idea of the elephant and the rider. The elephant being the subconscious, the rider being a tiny little conscious, rational perspective trying to dictate the behaviors of your subconscious. Jonathan proposes in his book that there are three techniques that can measurably influence the elephant. Those are meditation, cognitive behavioral therapy, and drugs. And by drugs, he means SSRIs, such as Lexapro.
Okay. SSRIs are serotonin uptake drugs, essentially. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. So let's talk about each of those three. And I love the metaphor. I mean, I loved it in the movie, but I especially love it on radio because it's such a great visual. So you've got your unconscious. See, I use my metaphor of the unconscious, which I think is not nearly as cool as yours, is kind of this roiling, bubbling, acidic kind of mess, this cauldron. But, you know, an elephant, and what you're really trying to do is sort of extract little pieces from it without getting your hands burned. But what you're talking about, the elephant and the rider, I think, is kind of in some ways more benign and may even be more accurate. All right, so let's talk about the first, about meditation.
Well, in the course of our project, Stefan, who undergoes these three experiments through the course of the film, meditates for 3 months, twice a day, and essentially tests whether or not this has an influence on his personality and his sense of well-being. So that was practiced in Bali, in a really beautiful setting near Ubud, and was more of a style of love and kindness meditation, or meditation that would fall into the category of wellness or mindfulness meditation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much experience you've had with meditation, but this was pretty not hardcore. I don't know, calling it softcore implies all sorts of other things. But this was, I mean, as you pointed out, it was in a beautiful setting. And it's not that meditation can't be in a beautiful setting, but meditation, as far as I'm concerned, is always sort of an interesting concept. But when they say things like clear your mind, that's where I think Stefan ran into the same problem. But the idea of thinking about nothing. So in theory, the setting doesn't make any difference because you're clearing your mind. So tell me how this worked.
Well, you're exactly right. The setting shouldn't make any difference, and it is about clearing one's mind. I mean, that is the particular practice we were following in the film. In Stefan's case, it was focusing on ideas of love and kindness. In the initial assessment, to kind of begin the film, Stefan is deemed to be, let's say, weak on relationships. This, of course, is a theme that emerges throughout the film, and
yeah,
it's kind of one of our big takeaways from the project overall is the importance of these relationships. Well, kind of knowing that to be the case, we wanted to focus on kind of a therapeutic intervention, this meditation, if you will, in this style of relationship-building practices.
All right, so when we're talking about, I mean, one of my favorite themes in the last couple of weeks has been, if you look at any particular issue, the answers seem fairly straightforward until you look at the larger picture. And then what you understand is there are trade-offs that are not inherently obvious. So we're talking about essentially three different approaches. One is kind of traditional, ancient, Eastern philosophy, if you will, which is that the mind is the monkey. It bounces around, and it causes all sorts of grief. That what's the deal? That pain is absolutely inevitable, but suffering is optional. So the idea is that if you can calm your mind, there still may be pain in your life, but you don't have to suffer from it. So I think one of the things that I was kind of giggling about in the audience was you know, the idea of going very far away from your own setting to this beautiful place. And I thought, I think somebody has lost the notion of what meditation is, that it makes a great graphic and it makes a great trip, but it's not the point of meditation. And I think, you know, I don't want to give away all the surprises in the movie, but that seemed to me to be somewhat of a Western interpretation of an Eastern philosophy. Would you agree or not agree?
Well, that's an interesting perspective, and I think that it's necessary to bring up another component which makes the film, I think, particularly interesting and particularly meaningful, is that this is the approach to happiness through a very specific perspective on the world.
Yeah.
My partner on the film is a two-time award-winning, Grammy Award-winning graphic designer. He's designed album covers from bands like the Rolling Stones, yep, Lou Reed, the Talking Heads. He has a very unique and specific perspective on the world. And we pose and answer these questions very much through his lens. And I think that's why audiences have been responding so well to the film, because it is so interesting to spend time in his shoes. So yes, even to this question about how we approach meditation, it's very much in the way that he wanted to fulfill that component of the trial.
I think you're absolutely right. And let's go through the other two steps, and then, because I don't want to come back to Stefan, but let's give people the overview before we sort of hone down. All right, so then we're talking about cognitive behavioral therapy, which, of course, is, you know, you tell me about it from your perspective, because this is sort of what I do for a living. So tell them how this comes out with Stefan.
Well, we were drawn to CBT because it seemed very, I guess, kind of task-oriented. Through meetings with the therapist in the course of the film, Stefan would be assigned homework assignments, mainly things he could work on when he was out of the room and bring back his results to discuss them. So a lot of, like, lessons and techniques were picked up through the course of the training, and that felt less, perhaps, open-ended and more structured than other maybe more traditional therapy sessions that were more conversation-based, more talking about feelings. This kind of generated a plan. Through Stefan's unique perspective and his lifestyle as a designer, a plan is a good thing for him, and it's something that he needs to kind of hold the course.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's an interesting distinction that traditional talk therapy, which Freud and Jung popularized, really has very little to do with cognitive behavioral therapy, and also is because it's much closer to biofeedback in some ways than it is traditional therapy, and that the idea being, if you can change how you think about things, you can change your behavior. So
exactly.
And my listeners are all nodding because they're very used to me sort of giving them homework assignments. So all right, so we've got meditation in Bali, we've got cognitive behavioral therapy with homework assignments. All right, let's talk about the drugs for a moment.
Certainly. Well, Stefan was prescribed Lexapro through the course of the film, and tried Lexapro for 3 months. And I would say, you know, throughout the course of the movie, he is numerically rating himself through his own kind of unique self-measurement system. And Lexapro really kind of throws him off the chart and is a pretty, let's say, life-altering experience for him.
Okay, so we've got, let me just summarize, and then we're going to go on and talk about Stefan's unique perspective, because I think that's part of the fun of the film. All right, so we've got a guy who says, you know, I want to be happy, and, you know, I'm used to taking the outside world and making it over in my own, from my own perspective, and so I'm going to try three different things. I'm going to try meditation, traditional Eastern philosophy. I'm going to try cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a more modern sort of Western technique, and I'm going to try medication, which is a very Western technique. All right, so when we come back, we'll talk about can you be happy using these three possibilities. My guest is Ben Nabors. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Ben Neighbors, who was part of a project called The Happy Film that involves Stefan Sagmeister, who is kind of a conceptual designer. Not kind of, he's a conceptual designer who's done, won a whole bunch of stuff, design covers for the Stones. I mean, you'll see some of his artwork, and that's part of the fun of the film, is there are all these graphic designs in it. So before we talk about, well, I was going to say, so what was your perspective on happiness before you started this film? Did you have one? What drew you to this project?
But, you know, I guess we all have a perspective on happiness, but I never quite saw it as something or considered it to be something that was malleable or, let's say, directly obtainable. And I think the underlying premise of this movie at the beginning, and, of course, we as a team very much go through transitions in how we think about happiness throughout the film, was that it, the underlying assumption was that it can be worked at and obtained. And this was an important idea and very much in line with kind of how I see my own life, and I think how Stefan sees his life as an opportunity to be examined and retooled, you know, adjusted, fixed, reworked through the course of our lives. So I guess as the film progressed and these well-planned, well-laid experiments slowly dismantled around us, this notion of life, of the elephant once again kind of on its own course, I guess became more accurate to the experience we were all having. So that's definitely how our notions of happiness changed, that we might not necessarily be in as much control or living, you know, isolated in a vacuum from all these other influences around us.
You just said two really powerful things as far as I'm concerned. First of all, if we go back to that initial metaphor of the elephant and the writer has the illusion of control. But, I mean, if you sort of look at the power of the writer and the power of the unconscious, it's not really a level playing field at all. I mean, you can get your driver, and he's really made not even the driver, maybe the passenger on the elephant, stomped. All right, so the metaphor itself sort of gives you a hint that we may have thought about this in a way that either our metaphor doesn't work or we've got a bigger problem here than we thought we had. All right, so let's talk about Stefan for a moment, because he is, I think if it was just sort of an ordinary Stephen, you know, Stephen Smith, that this wouldn't have been, he probably wouldn't have done the film, because he's not as interesting a character. And I use both of those words very specifically. I think he is interesting and he is a character. So talk a little bit about him and how that influenced the project. Because, let me let you go first, then I'll tell you what my sense was when I first met him.
Sure. As I said previously, Stefan is a two-time Grammy Award-winning graphic designer. He has designed album artwork for bands such as the Rolling Stones or the Talking Heads. He runs a very successful design studio in New York and is widely recognized for his contributions to the field. He is Austrian by descent and, let's say, perhaps stereotypically brings a certain kind of systematic thinking to his life and leads, as I mentioned earlier, a very examined and structured life that I think is quite unique from many people in the audience who will spend time with him through the course of this movie. He's not unique in the sense that he is an anomaly for people around us, but I think Stefan's personality is very familiar to us to certain lengths. I guess that's ultimately what I found so appealing about him. I mean, I admire his creativity, I admire his thought process, and I particularly admire his work ethic, which is so central to the movie and so central to the design work that's lended to the film kind of through his eyes.
It's kind of like you did a mashup of, or he's a mashup of Freud and Dolly. Not Hello Dolly, but you have to remember that Freud really was Austrian, and that sort of very meticulous kind of thinking, yet an almost mystical part. And then and Stefan, I mean, it seems to me that when he talks about happiness, what he's really talking about is being in a relationship with a woman. Would you agree with that?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite so simply, but I think you could draw that conclusion from watching the film. As is kind of seen in the film, each of these interventions in Stefan's life do have a measurable change on his level of happiness, his well-being. But more importantly, they expose him to very meaningful relationships with women. And perhaps that is something that is lacking to start, you know. So it's interesting that we have this repeating cycle of each time he undergoes a new experiment, a very meaningful relationship emerges.
Well, and the question is, you know, is it real or is it Memorex? You know, is there a placebo effect here? You know, I sort of found it really interesting, and not only a mashup, as I said, of Freud and Dolly, but a mashup of Old World and New World, of kind of German efficiency and American optimism. I'll tell you what my response was, which is, and you can sort of, you're perfectly welcome to disagree with me, people do it all the time, of I thought, when this started, looking at Stefan's character, I thought, we're doomed. And I'll tell you why. Because I think it does actually have some relevance to the film, without giving away any of the issues. And part of the film is not how it ends, the film, this film more than a lot of films, is really the process, the journey. I thought, this is a guy who takes reality and chews it up and spits it out through his own worldview. Now, to a certain extent, all of us do it. But his whole thing is, I'm going to take the world and making it, to a certain extent, vaguely recognizable, but artistically enhanced, emotionally exaggerated. And I thought, you know, when you're talking about happiness, when you're talking about, especially if you're talking about dependency on others, you got a problem, Houston. And I thought, with this guy, his whole point, his whole point of view, his whole self-definition is to change reality. And once you change reality in your own mind, it hasn't changed reality. It's just changed your ability to deal with it in an accurate way. But that's, you know, I'm a therapist. So my whole thing was, oh my goodness, this is not going to end well. Tell me if that was your perspective, or if I'm just a therapist who can't sort of divorce herself from her training.
Well, what I would agree with you in that statement is that there's a lot of value in perspective. I would say the perspective that we bring to situations. And I think that's an important thing for your listeners to get.
Yeah.
Is that from this movie, we see, first of all, Stefan's very unique perspective on the world, but at the same time, we start to recognize the way that our perspective, the way we look and think about the things around us, has a very big impact on the way we're going to feel about it.
Yep.
And so in a way, perhaps happiness is not obtainable through these direct experiments and interventions in one's life. But ultimately, where Stefan arrives in the film, and there's this wonderful notion from Jonathan Haidt's book about this idea of between, the relationships between us and others, between us and our work, and between us and something larger than ourselves, from which we all kind of derive a lot of value and happiness. Having a good and healthy perspective on those relationships can really change the way we feel in our days.
Yep. So, by describing, we bring into being.
I'm sorry?
By describing, we bring into being.
I feel that way. Yes, I feel that way. I mean, I recognize that happiness is a lot of genetics and a lot of kind of like where people start at a very base level personally. But at the same time, I put a lot of emphasis on the way I choose to look at the things around me and how I want to feel about them.
Amen. My guest, Ben Neighbors, The Happy Film. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.